You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I'm amazed they still want to get involved, Ruth.
With Stir Up Sunday?
I mean, none of them are little children anymore, are they? But they all insisted on stirring the pudding and making a wish.
Oh.
They just do it to humour me, the batty old lady in the attic.
No, not at all.
Well, I'm happy to let them indulge me. I like it.
We all do, Jill.
It's a lovely start to Christmas preparations.
Aha, do I smell coffee?
On the table.
Wonderful.
Where's Pip?
Mixer wagon. How about the boys?
Josh is out somewhere and Ben's in his room.
Struggling with his history homework.
All right. So, have you both got a few moments?
A few, yeah.
And I don't need to start the veg for another half an hour?
Right, well...
We should discuss Damara's offer.
We can't put it off any longer, can we?
Okay.
It's such a lot of money, David.
This is what I've been thinking.
Could he have made a mistake?
Oh, no, not him. He'll have a very shrewd idea of the true market value.
So why is he offering so much?
Well, he obviously wants to make sure it doesn't go to auction.
We know Damara Capital's already bought a lot of land along Route B. Looks like he's set on getting as much as he can.
Hmm. I'm wondering if he's got some development scheme in mind.
In Ambridge?
Yeah.
Surely they'd never get planning permission.
Well, there must be some reason he's prepared to pay a premium. Maybe he's had a sniff that someone else is keen. Wants to get everyone off the table.
Justin Elliott, though.
I know, Mum. I can't think of many people I'd less like to sell to, but we have been offered £7.5 million for Brookfield. It's an amazing opportunity.
Not just for us, Jill. We're thinking of the kids.
Of course.
You know, we could run things how we wanted. With a much smaller overdraft.
And when the time comes to hand things on, it should be in really good shape for the next generation.
But surely we should give some thought to what he might be planning to do.
Well, we don't know what he's got in mind, or what he could get through the council. And let's face it, we could sell for a lower price at auction, and then there'd be nothing to stop him making the new owner an offer he can't refuse.
So is that what we're faced with? An offer we can't refuse?
No, no, Mum, no, not at all. I mean, I'm certainly not decided yet.
Nor me. So, shall we give it a bit more thought?
Yeah, I think we should. But the truth is, if Justin Elliott really wants it, he'll get it in the end, whatever we do.
Yeah. OK. I need to get off to Bridge Farm.
Hey, let's keep stum, though, eh, for the moment.
Absolutely.
Yes. Just between the three of us.
Yeah.
Mm. What are you doing at Bridge Farm?
I'm going to take a look at their cattle passports.
Oh, good for you.
I've made an Irish stew. It's in the fridge. Pat won't have a minute. Will you take it over?
Of course, Jill.
And give them my love, won't you?
I will.
And if there's anything else I can do...
I'll let them know.
All right. As soon as I've got this down me, I'm off to check the sheep.
Where?
Oakey Bank and Lakey Hill.
Could I come with you?
Oh, hi, Emma, love. And Georgie.
Hello.
Not with your dad today?
No.
No, we're allowed to, Oh, we did explain. Something to do with all these extra shoots he's got to put on.
Oh, yeah. They're working him like a dog.
Mum's looking after Kira, and we was at a bit of a loose end, so thought we'd come and say hello. Is Clary around?
Ah, you're out of luck there. She didn't even go to church today. She's doing overtime at the dairy.
Oh, yeah, Mum might sad.
Yeah, well, it's all a bit topsy-turvy, isn't it? Yeah. Sounds like Pat's spending all her time at the hospital.
OK, well, looks like we're out of luck, Georgie.
If you got nothing else on, I'm taking some stuff over to the field, ready for the turkey pardon. These pallets are going to be our stage.
Yeah?
Going to check on the birds while I'm there. Want to see the turkeys, George?
Yeah, all right.
Emma?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
Good girl.
Don't look like we're going to get a better offer.
Huh?
I know a drive over Lake Hill might not be everyone's idea of a break.
You don't have to explain yourself to me, Mum. Oh.
What is it?
Is that one... Hang on, let's just... Oh, no, no. I thought she'd got herself stuck.
She's wriggled out?
Yep.
Actually, David...
Yes?
Could we stop for a few minutes? Can you spare the time?
Yeah, sure.
It'd be nice to have a proper breath of air while we're up here.
That's fine, Mummy.
Thank you. Might as well make the most of this nice fresh morning.
Absolutely.
You'd think I'd get tired of this view, but I never do.
Nor me. Not a bad office, is it?
No. David?
Yes?
You probably realised I don't like the thought of selling Brookfield to that horrible man.
I don't much fancy it myself.
And I'm fearful of the consequences for the village, for our community.
Yes. Yes, I know.
But I have to be realistic. I've had my time.
Oh, don't say that, Mum. You're going to live to be 100.
No, I mean it. You do have to think of the next generation. You've got to put Pip and the boys first.
Well, that is what we're trying to do.
It's what Dan did. He knew that the time comes when you have to let the youngsters take the reins. And he retired when the time was right.
You're not suggesting I retire, are you?
No. What I mean is, you shouldn't let my feelings sway you.
But your feelings are important.
Not as important as yours and Ruth's, or the children's.
Okay.
And if accepting this offer will help you, well... All I'm saying is that it should be your decision, yours and Ruth's.
Thank you, Mum.
And I know that whatever you decide, it'll be the right choice.
Chuck us the stars and stripes then, Georgie.
Why have you got an American flag?
It's because this turkey pardon's an American tradition. Every year, just before Thanksgiving, the president gets sent a turkey. And he pardons it, so it don't get eaten.
That's what's going to happen on Thursday.
So one of the turkeys will be saved?
Yeah, sort of. Great-granddad's going to dress up as Uncle Sam and do it. It's a bit of fun, really. The launch of this year's Grundy Christmas.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Ruth.
I saw you as I was passing. I've just been at Bridge Farm.
Oh, right. How are they coping?
Well, they seem to be keeping on top of things, with people helping out.
Oh, good. And how's Tony?
Well...
Yeah, oh, George, I think I left a can of pop in the van. Can you nip and see if it's there?
All right.
If you find it, you can have it.
Awesome. Thanks, Grandad.
So?
He's developed a pulmonary embolism.
Well, that don't sound good.
And there's blood clotting in the heart.
Oh, God.
Well, can they do anything about it?
Well, they're giving him drugs to, you know, thin the blood and hope the clots will dissolve.
Well, he's not out of the woods yet, then?
No.
Well, he's still alive. While there's life, there's hope.
That's what I said. Anyway, I just thought you'd like an update.
Yeah, thanks, Ruth.
Okay, I'd better get on.
Yeah.
I'll see you then.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
Well, that's not good news, is it?
No.
But one thing's true, Emma. If it weren't for Edward, Tony wouldn't have made it this far.
Oh, he's still in a state of 80.
Oh, I bet.
He had a terrible nightmare last night. Woke me up, shouting, thrashing around.
Oh, poor bloke.
I'm so proud of what he's done. People don't realise how brave he is.
No?
I wish there was something I could do to show him what he means to me.
Well, I've been thinking. What Edward wants more than anything... It's for you and the kids to have a home of your own. Ain't that right?
Yeah, of course. Well, that's what we both want.
You know when the green's still empty? William can't seem to find tenants he likes the look of.
So?
So? Why don't you ask him if he'd rent it to you guys?
No, we couldn't afford it.
Well, not at the full rent, maybe. He might be willing to let you have it at a discount, like family rates.
Do you think?
Worth a try. Even if it's only for a few months. Me and Clary will back you up.
It would be lovely to have Christmas to ourselves. And back where I grew up?
Yeah!
Is it really worth me asking?
What are you gonna lose?
The thing is, if the drugs don't work, they can't opt for surgery.
What, because they're anticoagulant?
Yeah.
It's awful. And I suppose he just had to do what they thought gave him the best chance.
Yeah. Anyway, David.
Yeah.
It's these two, is it?
That's what I thought.
They look like a good couple of beasts.
You know, it only seems 5 minutes ago we were sending the last two off for the Christmas orders.
I know.
And I can't help thinking, this will be the last time we do this, here.
There's going to be a lot of that. It'll be a wrench, leaving all our friends and neighbours.
Yeah, it will.
I wonder what they'll think of us, up and leaving with so much going on.
Yeah, I know. But, let's face it, Ruth, I'd rather be in our position than Pat and Tony's.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Mum's being very good. She basically said that whatever we choose is fine with her.
Does she mean that?
She seems sincere, but...
Yeah?
Well, just seeing her looking out over the farm, I know what she was thinking. I was thinking it myself.
What will it all look like in a few years' time?
Yeah. And she said she hated the thought of selling to that horrible man. But, you know, the truth is we can't land all our worries about that on Justin Elliott.
No.
If we sold at auction, we have no idea what the buyer would do with the land or the house.
And if we'd sold to Brian...
Yeah, I know. If we'd sold to Home Farm, we would be sure that they'd farm the land, at least. Brookfield wouldn't look much different. Still a farm. But they offered the asking price.
Yeah. Are we being greedy?
These are tough times, love. If we want the kids to have a future in farming...
I know. And we've got the chance to really move the business forward.
We'd already decided we should go to auction. Brian accepted that as a sensible business decision.
And if that's a sensible business decision...
Yeah. We should seriously consider accepting Damara's offer.
Rob?
Oh, sorry. I was trying not to wake you.
No, I was awake already. What time is it?
Six.
Oh, I don't think you've had a wink of sleep all night.
Oh, poor thing.
There's you putting in a day's work at Bridge Farm.
It's hardly a day's work.
Before starting your own job.
No, I'm fine. Get some sleep. I'll sort Henry out.
Oh, thank you so much. You're the best.
This corner of the terrace can get rather wet, so I thought if the container goes up on a couple of bricks for the winter...
Yep, no problem.
It's too heavy for me to lift.
Bit early for gardening.
Well, I haven't been sleeping well.
Worried about Tony?
No, I was just lying there, so I thought I might as well get up and do something useful.
Just here?
Yeah, fine, Adam. So I checked the computer.
Uh-huh.
And there was such a dismissive email from Anna.
Is that okay?
Oh, yes, that's fine. Thanks, darling.
Anna Tregaron?
Yeah, as was. Claiming she was far too busy to see me.
Perhaps you wondered why you got in touch. I must say, I wondered myself.
Oh, I'm just reaching out to her after her father died. We didn't really have time for a talk when she delivered the books. I thought it'd be nice, that's all.
All right.
Richard was much more forthcoming.
That's Carol's son?
By Charles Grenville, John's stepson.
So, when are you seeing him?
Well, it's all happened rather quickly. Wednesday in Felpershire.
Oh, sorry, Mum. It's Charlie.
Well, you take it, darling. I'm going to see to these leaves.
Oh. Now, what you've got to remember is that cows eat what they like, not what they need.
Yeah, Grandad said.
So that's why they need these beef nuts as well, with the right balance of minerals. High in magnesium, for example.
Yeah, that's what Grandad always...
They're quite expensive, though, particularly as it's organic. You know, there are other ways we could feed them.
Gets good results, though, doesn't it, Rob?
Yes, they're fine beasts, no doubt about that. Okay, that's pretty much sorted for this morning. We'll straw down that bedding area this evening.
What sort of time?
Five-ish.
Okay, I'll move them out of there before you get here.
No, there's no need for that.
That's what Grandad always does.
No, it's fine. We can do it perfectly well with the animals in situ.
Yeah, well, if you don't mind, I'll still do it.
I'd have thought you'd have enough to do today with the veg.
It's the way Grandad showed me.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you don't need to.
No, well, I want to.
Okay, then. Suit yourself.
Good morning.
Oliver.
Rob. And how are you today, Johnny?
Yeah, all right. Thanks.
Good.
Pat's at the hospital, I'm afraid.
Actually, it was you I was hoping to catch. I've got a bit of free time this morning. I wondered if you could use a spare pair of hands.
Well, Neil and Jazza have the pigs under control, of course. We've done the feeding.
So I see.
And Johnny seems to think he's got the rest of the day covered, don't you, Johnny?
Well...
Tomorrow he's at college.
Tomorrow? Well, I'd have to move a couple of things around, but I might be able to. Leave it with me, and I'll get back to you.
Excellent.
And how are things generally?
Well, tell you what, Johnny, why don't you take those nuts back to the store?
Yeah.
And then you can get out to the polytunnels.
Sound.
Well done. How's he doing? Must have been pretty traumatic for him.
Yeah, he's okay, considering. I think the best thing is to keep him on task. He's more of a doer than a thinker.
I understand. And what's the latest with Tony? Have you heard?
He had a pretty rough night, apparently. Oh. Needed a blood transfusion.
Oh, Lord. I assume he's still on the ventilator.
Oh, yes. They're hoping they might see some improvement over the next few days.
Well, let's hope so.
Absolutely. Shall we...
Yeah. If you've done here...
I hear you had a visit from our local constable.
P.C. Burns, yes.
Oh, honestly, Oliver, it's ridiculous.
We don't know who reported us, but fortunately, the police had been sent a video.
Fortunately?
Well, it showed the kill, of course, but it also showed the huntsman trying to call the pack off.
Oh, I see.
So it was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, they could see we weren't chasing foxes willy-nilly.
Exactly. They're not going to take it any further. It is very frustrating, though. I've done my level best to make sure we stick to the law.
Nah, this is the trouble with trail hunting. Inevitably, there's the chance of the odd accidental kill.
Roll on the repeal of the Act, eh?
Yes, indeed.
But it does mean we'll have to be even more careful now. Another kill would do us no favours whatsoever.
It might look like we're deliberately flouting the law, you mean?
Yes, and I do worry that it might have brought the South Borsetshire to the attention of the wider anti-hunt brigade.
And the last thing we want is to become a focus for the SABs.
Indeed.
You've got to admire his cheek.
Charlie?
Yeah, he's got this guy Todd Foster coming over tomorrow, regional manager for RB.
The firm taking over the estate contract?
Yeah, the same. And he knows how I feel about them. I've made it perfectly clear.
So? Well, I don't follow, Adam.
No, sorry. He phoned because this guy Todd's going to walk the land with him. Uh-huh. And Charlie wants me to be there.
Oh?
Well, he really laid it on thick. My knowledge and expertise would help smooth the handover. From January, Todd and I would be neighbours.
Oh, neighbours?
Well, only in the farming sense. So wouldn't it be a good idea to strike up a good working relationship?
Well, there is something in that, I suppose.
And he keeps banging on about RB giving us contracting work, as if I'd want to farm any land their way.
So, what did you say?
Well, this is the trouble. Charlie's so persistent. He just doesn't seem to recognise the word no.
We're over here!
Ah, Brown said you were out here somewhere. Morning, Adam.
Morning.
I've got a little favour to ask. It's about the traffic sensors for SAVE.
Ah, yes, Jim mentioned it. It's tomorrow, isn't it, Oliver?
Yes, and Thursday. Teams of two in the lay-by near the junction with the town road and the bypass.
Do you need me for this?
No. It was your mother's kindness I was hoping to trespass on.
Right, well, if you'll excuse me.
Yeah, of course.
I must get on and feed the ewes.
Well, don't let me keep you.
I'll see you later, darling.
All right.
Bye.
See you.
The idea is to establish accurate daily traffic figures.
Yeah, yes, so I understand.
Well, I promised Jim I'd put in a few hours tomorrow morning, but, well, I need hardly tell you what the situation is at Bridge Farm.
No, indeed.
And they could really do with some extra help tomorrow. Young Johnny's at college, is he?
Yes.
So I was wondering if you might be able to cover for me.
I assume you mean on the census, not at Bridge Farm.
Exactly.
But of course, Oliver, I'd better first check my diary, though.
Well, thank you.
It's inside.
I would be very grateful.
Oh, it's nonsense. We should be grateful to you. It's very good of you to help out.
Well, it's all hands to the pump at a time like this, isn't it?
How's Bly's spirit going?
Oh, quite well, considering. Mm. And we're rehearsing as best we can.
At least you and Caroline can practice your lines at home.
Yes, livens up mealtimes no end.
Helen's in it, isn't she?
Yes, she plays Ruth, the current wife who's turned nearly mad by the arrival of the ghost of the previous one.
Oh, yes, yes, I remember.
Obviously, she hasn't been available for rehearsals since the accident.
Well, that's hardly surprising.
No. Have you seen the poor girl recently?
Oh, you're back.
Mm-hmm. So it would appear. Did you get some sleep?
Eventually. I haven't been up long, to be honest. Still feel a bit out of it.
Aww.
Lunch isn't ready yet, I'm sorry.
No, it's no problem. What are we having?
Bit of a scratch meal, I'm afraid. There's a few slices of ham left, and Bert dropped round a jar of his pickled beetroot yesterday.
Oh, Bert Fry's pickled beetroot, a rare treat.
So is that okay? I think there's some lettuce in the fridge too.
Yeah, as long as there's plenty of bread with it.
Oh, yes.
Sounds perfect.
Oh, thank you.
No, no, don't thank me. If anyone, we should be thanking Bert.
He said he has some pickled shallots too. Oh, no!
Oh, no, don't worry, I've got it.
Oh, all over the worktop.
No, it's all right.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Really, darling, there isn't much. Didn't go on your clothes, did it?
I don't think so.
Look, you sit down. I'll sort lunch out.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this ham, how many slices would you like?
Oh, no, I'm all right.
No, you must eat something.
Just the one then, please.
Okay. I've been thinking. When your dad comes back to the farm, we want to make things as easy as possible for him, don't we?
Of course.
Well, I think there's something we ought to consider. Do you realise all the cows are Angus?
Yes. Dad wanted to raise Angus beef because of the premium.
Well, absolutely. Makes perfect sense the way beef price has been. But you don't have to have an Angus sire and dam for the meat to be classified as Angus.
Well,
as long as you have an Angus bull, you can use any other breed for the mother. Simmental, for example.
I don't know. You're assuming we're replacing the bull, then?
Do you think Tony would want to end the enterprise?
I don't know. You're probably right. He'll want to carry on.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And Simmentals are bigger and faster growing. So I was thinking, what if we brought in a few? Push up the output a bit. Make it a more commercial operation. What do you think?
Well, I think Dad probably wanted the whole herd to be Angus.
Yeah, but as you're saying, things have changed now, haven't they?
I suppose they have.
It'd show him a really positive way forward, making the most out of the herd. Shall I look into it?
All right. Whatever you think's best.
Worth investigating, anyway.
Oh, darling. We're so lucky you're looking out for us.
You're my family, Helen. It's the least I can do.
So you said you would.
I don't know how he does it.
Adam.
He kept saying, once I met Todd, I might revise my opinion of him. And RB.
Well, it's not a bad idea to keep the doors open, is it?
Perhaps not, but it's such a cheek. I'm not good enough to keep the contract.
That's being a bit hard on yourself.
Well, that's the implication, though, isn't it, Mum? But apparently I've got all this valuable know-how.
Well, you have.
Yeah, but if it's so valuable, why am I being asked to give it away for nothing? To a rival?
Oh, well, I suppose you'd be grateful if it was the other way round.
They're the big national company. I should let them get on and make their own mistakes.
That's not you, though, is it? You're bigger than that.
Bigger, softer, more like. Oh. I just keep telling myself there's one saving grace.
What?
When we get hold of the Brookfield land, I can kiss goodbye to the lot of them.
Yes.
We'll be masters of our own destiny.
There seemed to be some sort of geriatric traffic survey going on.
Oh, yes.
Two old buffers in high-vis jackets, clickers on the go. God, like a right couple of jobs worth.
It'll be about the new Borchester-Hollerton Road. It's coming through here, Todd.
Through Ambridge?
Yes, and as you can imagine, the locals are having kittens.
Can't come soon enough for me, Charlie. Traffic getting here was atrocious.
Well, now that Route B's been chosen, they're fighting the principle of the road itself, trying to challenge the council's figures.
Ah, a load of nimbies. Business needs roads. It's as simple as that. Mm. If we want Britain to prosper, it's a price we have to pay, even in places like this.
I'm with you on that, Todd, but I've got to hand it to Save.
Save?
Save and Vale Environment.
Ah, catchy.
Yeah, they're putting up a spirited fight. Not that it'll do them any good.
Morning.
Morning. Todd, this is Adam.
Ah, good to meet you, Adam.
How do you do?
So you're going to give me all the inside gen, I understand.
Well, let's see, shall we?
Right, let's get started then. Shall we use my car?
Hi, love.
How are the sheep?
Yeah, no problems. Oh, is that coffee, I see?
Yep.
And we said we'd make our minds up by coffee time.
Yeah. I'm sorry to dither so much.
No. I'm just as bad. Oh. I was turning it over and over while I did the sheep.
Concentrates the mind wonderfully, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I think we should go for it.
So do I.
Really?
I do. If we're going to do it at all, leave everything, leave everyone, and start again.
Then we may as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb.
Well, yeah.
Okay, that's it then. We need to call Graham Ryder.
Not just yet.
What?
Don't you think it's time we talk to the children?
Talk to the children about what?
Ah.
Be better to wait until Josh and Ben get home.
But you're not splitting up, are you?
No, nothing like that, Pip.
What is it then? Oh, come on. Wait, you can't leave me hanging like this.
We're on a light loam here, so naturally we opt for Mintil. But with winter wheat, of course.
Black grass, right? Bane of my life.
Exactly, Todd.
This year we've been seeing black grass establish even after really heavy pre-emergence treatment.
It's a bane of your life too, Adam.
Well,
we've actually brought our postum treatment forward. The last thing we want is for it to be competing with the crop all through the winter.
Absolutely. We all remember what happened in 2010.
Yeah. Some outfits lost, what, 35% of their yield that year? Not us, I'm pleased to say.
Right. Well, we've had our problems recently too. But I wanted to try an alternative approach this year, rather than just stepping up the chemicals. It's getting so expensive for a start.
You're telling me. I reckon we're heading towards black grass programs of £150 a hectare.
And of course, there's the danger of building up more resistance. So, this field is scheduled for spring wheat. But rather than leave a stale seedbed over the winter, what I've done is sow a cover crop that'll allow black grass to establish.
And where's the sense in that?
Well, there was a trial in Northamptonshire last year. They sprayed it off before drilling in March, and their spring wheat was almost black grass free.
Ah, yes, I read about it. Very interesting.
Yeah, and that was with low doses of herbicide on the wheat, really just as per label.
And what's the cover crop?
It's a mixture of black oats and purple vetch. Of course, when we drilled it, we were still hoping we'd have the contract next spring.
Well, as it's underway, we'll see it through.
Yeah, they reckon it was so successful because it retained more moisture in the soil surface. And, of course, it created a lot of biomass, which benefited the soil.
And when Adam pitched the idea, I thought it was worth a try.
Well, there's no doubt we've got to find new ways forward. Spraying is getting too expensive.
Yeah. Oh, looks like we've got company.
Who's this?
It's my stepfather.
Brian Aldridge, on the BL board, and he's boss of Home Farm.
Yeah, actually, that's an oversimplification of our management structure.
Morning.
Good morning.
I was just passing, so I thought I'd say hello.
This is Todd Foster, regional manager of RB.
How do you do? Brian Aldridge.
Good to meet you, Brian.
How are you finding things?
Pretty good. Adam's been giving us lots of food for thought.
Yeah.
You've got an interesting experiment going on here.
We like to think so. And what are your overall impressions, Todd? I hope you found things in good order.
Oh, yes. Of course, we'll have some different approaches from you guys. Charlie's keen for us to maximise returns, but Adam's obviously a very proficient operator.
He knows what he's doing, all right.
In fact, I'm pretty sure we'll be able to put some contract work Home Farm's way, if you're up for it, that is.
I'm sure Adam would do you a very good job.
There's so much we could do with that sort of money. A state-of-the-art dairy building for a start.
Well, we'd be planning to build a dairy anyway.
Yeah, but, I mean, this could be cutting edge. With a swish new rotary parlour.
Pip. Just because we've got the money to go down the high-tech route doesn't mean to say that we should. The price that we get for Brookfield doesn't change the landscape up there, or indeed the soil.
No, I know,
I still think a New Zealand system is the way forward. We should make the absolute most of the grass. I'm not saying for sure, though. I'd want to research local buyers.
Maybe there's a cheese factory looking for that sort of milk.
Yeah, that would be ideal, Ruth.
Yeah, but even if we did go over to a New Zealand system, we can still have the latest technology. How about robotic milking?
Make life a lot easier, I suppose.
Yeah, and I thought we could put the units at the centre of the grazing platform.
OK, so, Pip, do I take it that you would be in favour of us accepting the offer?
You'd be mad not to.
Despite what might happen to Brookfield?
Oh. Like Dad said, we might sell to a farmer and then they might sell to Damara anyway.
OK. Well, let's talk to the boys when they get home. It's their future too.
Obviously, the biggest vulnerability is the rape. It's taken quite a hit.
So has everyone's.
Yes. The flea beetle's having a field day thanks to the stupid ban on neonics.
We've reduced the acreage of rape this year.
Brussels was warned. But did it listen? No. And now exactly what we said would happen is happening.
I agree it's challenging. But if there is a link between neonics and colony collapse disorder, the effect on pollination overall could be a lot worse than a loss on the rape.
But a Europe-wide ban? What's wrong with small-scale trials?
There have been plenty of small-scale trials, and it is only for 2 years.
Yeah, for now.
We did try to be clever with our variety selection and drilling technique to maximise early establishment. Although, again, the dry autumn hasn't helped.
Well, we will do our best for you, Charlie, but we're fighting with one hand tied behind our back on this one.
Look, as long as we do as well as the others out there.
You'll find us up with the pack, don't you worry.
So, I think that's about it then.
That was a really good tour.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
You're welcome.
Lunch? I've booked a table at Le Femme du Monde. Do you know it?
I do.
Sorry, Charlie, I'm due on another client farm at 2.
Where's that?
Between Swindon and Marlborough.
Oh, yeah, well, that would be pushing it.
Good to meet you, Adam. I look forward to us working together in the future.
Yes, indeed.
Charlie, on the basis of what I've seen today, I'll put together an outline spray programme.
Great.
I'll be in touch very soon.
I look forward to it. Well, Adam, looks like it's just you and me.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a very good sancerre Todd's missing out on. Shame he couldn't join us.
I'm not sure it's his sort of thing, is it? He looked like a lunches for wimps type to me.
Maybe. That's not a policy you espouse, then.
I'm not going to turn down a meal here, anyway. I think this is the least I deserve, Charlie, after all you've put me through.
Well, perhaps you're right. I was in the Bull last night.
You do get around, don't you?
I like to keep in touch with what's going on.
And what was going on last night?
Eddie Grundy was in there. Well on form.
Oh, yeah. Eddie's one of a kind.
Eddie was trying to get me to come to, what was it? A turkey pardon?
Ah. Yeah, that's this week, I think. Yeah,
bizarre idea.
No more bizarre than the American president doing it.
Well, he also seemed to think I'd be in the market for holly and mistletoe.
And you're not?
Well, I told him if I want holly, I can cut my own.
Of course you can.
Ah, and a mousse-bouche.
Beetroot, mousseline with spring onion and pickled pears.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bon appétit.
That's a sweet little thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that really is very good. I thought it went very well today.
Did you?
I told you I'd put in a good word with Todd on your behalf. Seems to have paid off.
Ah, that was all down to you, was it? No, was I thinking he was impressed with my knowledge and expertise.
All right, touche. And you gave a very good account of yourself, Adam. I think you respected that.
Thank you.
Looks like some of the work's going to come your way next year. You must be pleased about that.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Meaning?
Well, you and RB aren't the only game in town, you know, Charlie. Since you sacked us.
Reassessed our business relationship.
Yeah, whatever. I haven't been sitting at home crying into my beer. We've been exploring lots of other avenues.
Have you? How intriguing. What sort of avenues?
Oh, no, I haven't had nearly enough wine.
Oh, come on, Adam. We're off the clock now.
Well. Oh, sorry. I'll switch it off.
No, don't worry. You take it. Be back in a tick.
All right, thanks. Brian, what can I do for you?
Hello, Adam. I was just wondering how the visit went.
Oh, Charlie seems very pleased.
Good.
We're having lunch now.
Oh, where? What? At the Bull?
La Femme du Monde.
Who are you now? He must have been pleased. Well, I'd better let you get on.
No, that's all right. He's just gone to the loo.
All right. Well, I was going to say, you seem to be doing a good job holding your nose with that Todd fella. I know RB isn't really your sort of outfit.
And the rest.
A pretty clear promise of contracting work, even so.
Yeah, frankly, Brian, Todd can promise all he likes. Once we get the Brookfield land, I'll take great pleasure in telling him to take a running jump.
Go on.
Any of them bullying, Ruth?
Not yet.
Good out.
Did you get hold of Graham then?
Yes, he was still in the office. I told him the family was all agreed he could accept the offer.
Whoa. It's happening then, David.
It suddenly seems very real, doesn't it?
It does.
We're on our way. Leaving this behind. And heading north.
He still looks just as bad, I'm afraid.
Oh, poor Tony.
I find it so hard seeing him with that horrible tube going into his throat and he's not being able to talk.
It's awful, isn't it, Lillian?
I spoke to the sister. The drugs they've been giving him.
Oh, for the clotting?
Yeah, they seem to be working.
Oh, that's something, at least.
To be honest, I'm almost as worried about Pat as about Tony. She's in a terrible state.
She's barely left the hospital.
She's in agonies about Tom.
Have they still not heard from him?
Oh, they've tried everything that they can think of to get in touch with him. Not a word. It's obvious she's thinking, you know, what if the worst comes to the worst and Tom knows nothing about it?
It's from Roy.
Oh, about Phoebe, I presume.
Yes.
Is she still here?
Well, he will keep on about her going back to Willow Farm.
Phoebe doesn't want that, though, does she?
Well, if she did, she could go tomorrow. Well, today. There's absolutely no change in her attitude.
Well, I can't really blame her.
No, nor me. Oh, I suppose I'll have to talk to him about it. But when? I don't know.
You busy?
Yes. I'm seeing Richard Grenville later on.
Carol's son?
At the Cathedral Cafe in Felbersham.
Oh, you're not still pursuing this mad idea?
I could do without it, really. I thought he'd put me off, to be honest with you. Or not be available for weeks or something.
Well, he's keen to talk to you?
Mm-hmm. Seems so. And now he's made the time. Well, you could come with me if you like.
No, I couldn't. I've got a business to run, you know.
I do realise.
And really, the thought that Carol might have bumped John off...
That's not what I'm saying. Not necessarily.
Honestly, Jenny, if you need a distraction, why don't you take up macrame or something?
I suppose preparations for Deck the Hall must be taking up a lot of your time.
Oh, it's full on, Shula. We open in less than a week.
Oh, of course.
The ice ring's being erected at the moment.
Oh, you're having one this year?
Hmm. People seem to miss it, and it's a wonderful central feature.
Yeah, it certainly is. I'm sure Dan will want to give it a go when he's back.
Dave's just washing his hands. What's Dan having a go at?
Elizabeth's ice rink.
Oh, you having that again?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. I thought you were going to say cage fighting or something.
Now, why would you think that, Kenton?
Well, hasn't he got some big bout coming up?
Well, actually, it was last night. Representing his platoon at the Sandhurst boxing night.
Good Lord.
How did he get on? Or is the first rule of Sandhurst boxing night that you don't talk about...
He didn't win his match.
Ah.
But he was voted the most valiant boxer.
Oh, really?
Oh, well done him.
It was quite a night, apparently. After the boxing, there was a curry in the sergeant's mess.
With more than a few beers to wash it down, no doubt.
Well, it sounded like it was a pretty late evening. But he still had to be at breakfast at 7.
A few green faces over the regimental silver, I bet.
And on parade at 8.
Have you got a spy in the camp?
What do you mean?
That's a pretty detailed account so soon after the event.
Well, he rang me this lunchtime with a big report.
A big report? Yeah, not surprising after a Rogan Josh and 8 pints of gut thunderer.
Kenton. Oh, he's been accepted by his first choice regiment.
Oh, that's great.
That's good news.
Yeah, I'm jolly proud.
Sorry about that. One of the heifers was bullying to help Ruth get her into the crush.
Ah, that's farming life for you. Never a dull moment.
Oh, she's doing the AI now. She said for me to crack on, if that's all right with everyone.
Yeah. Well, we don't really know why we're here.
No. Well, thank you all for coming at such short notice. Mm-hmm. We did want to tell you this as soon as we could.
Tell us what?
Yeah, come on, Hitchcock. Don't keep us in suspense.
No, right. Well, what it is, it's about the sale of Brookfield.
Well, yes, we guessed that.
OK, so you know the plan was to put it up for telephone auction sometime in January.
Yes.
Well, we're not going to do that anymore.
Well, you've changed your mind.
Not about selling up, no, but about the mechanism.
What do you mean?
We're not going to auction now because we have received a very good direct offer. An excellent one, in fact.
From whom?
From Damara Capital.
Excellent. How much is excellent?
7.5 million.
Did you say...
7.5 million pounds. Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
Are you sure you don't want anything to eat, Richard?
No, I'm fine. I had a good lunch.
It's good of you to make time to meet me.
Well, I had to visit our office in Wolverhampton, so it wasn't too much of a detour.
Oh, right.
You said you wanted to talk about my father, Jennifer.
Yes. Yes, I do. We lost touch, rather, after he moved to Bristol, but we were very good friends once upon a time.
You worked on that book together, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. And it was such a shock when I heard he died. It came quite out of the blue.
Not for us.
No. I understand he was ill for quite some time.
Yes, he was. It wasn't pleasant.
No, I'm sure not. And you were obviously very close to him.
I was. You probably know my real father died when I was 2. I only have the vaguest memory of him.
Yes.
So Dad, John, was the only father I really knew.
I remember you all at Manor Court.
It's still there, I take it.
Oh, yes, but the market garden's long gone.
Yeah. It was an old oak tree. He fixed me up a swing there. I used to spend hours on it.
Oh, happy memories.
Although he wasn't always there, of course.
No, he loved his travelling, didn't he? Especially America.
I still wonder if things might have turned out differently if Mum had agreed to move out there with him.
Shall I pour?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, it's nice to see they provided extra hot water.
Yes, I hate those mean little pots, for one.
So, how did it affect you, him being away?
I didn't like it much. I went off the rails a bit at one point.
Oh, really?
Well, nothing too outrageous. Looking back, it was normal teenage stuff. Going AWOL, a little petty larceny. When Dad came home, I soon settled down again.
Milk?
Thank you. And we did travel with Dad sometimes. We had a glorious month in Turkey. Even my sister cut down her beastliness for that trip.
Yeah. You and she weren't close?
No.
I saw her not that long ago. She delivered some books that your father kindly left me.
Yes. I saw he'd remembered you in his will. Mm.
And before that at the funeral, of course.
Yes.
I hope you don't mind me saying, but given how fond you obviously were of John, I was surprised you didn't come to the funeral.
Oh, I couldn't.
Work commitments?
No, I couldn't face being there with my mother. Not after what she did.
What she did? You mean...
Do you think she is in some way responsible for his death?
Oh, no. No, no, no. No, I mean... No, of course not.
Oh, no, forgive me. I didn't mean to...
No, I meant her leaving him. Broke his heart.
I see.
But it's so much more than you were expecting.
Yes.
I mean... Why do you think they're willing to pay that much?
Believe me, that is the question we've been asking ourselves.
I mean, Justin Elliot must have big plans if he's prepared to pay that much over the odds.
Well, perhaps. We just don't know. But as Pip says, it's such a good offer that we'd be mad to turn it down.
Oh, yeah.
And it does have implications for you three as well, of course.
Yeah, because it means you could buy out our family shares now.
Well, yes, we could.
And still buy a new farm in Northumberland.
Right.
But if it means that BL's going to build some, oh, I don't know, horrid housing development or something...
Well, who cares? We'd be rich.
And even if we refused to sell to him, there's no guarantee that he wouldn't acquire the land eventually.
Or whoever won the auction might have plans we didn't like.
Exactly. Or he might go for the auction option himself. Look, I don't expect you to make any decisions now. What I suggest is that you all go away and have a think about it.
Yeah, all right.
But I can't emphasise enough, this does need to be kept very confidential.
Why are you looking at me?
Please, for the moment, can we just keep this among ourselves?
All right, Anthea. Mm-hmm. Look, you might just as well go straight home from there once you've finished. Yeah. All right, then. OK, see you tomorrow. Bye. I'm sorry about that, Jenny.
Oh, that's all right.
Auntie's doing a book out in Little Croxley and the tenant's only just turned up.
So, can we talk?
Well, as you can see, I'm the only one here.
I've just come back from Felpersham.
Ooh, D.I. Tennyson rides again. Did poor Richard get the third degree along with his bath bomb?
It wasn't like that at all, Lillian.
Oh, no, I'm sure it wasn't.
We had a very pleasant chat. He's a nice man. And he obviously loved John very much.
You haven't come straight here to tell me that you shared a pot of Earl Grey with a very nice man.
No, well, after we talked about the past and his memories of Ambridge and so on, I asked him why he hadn't come to John's funeral.
Jenny!
I was very subtle.
Oh, yes, sure you were.
And he said he couldn't bear to be there with his mother, not after what she did.
Well, is that it?
Well, don't you see? I'm sure he meant to imply that Carol had a hand in John's death.
Oh, come on. That could mean anything. You know moving to Bristol didn't save the relationship. When people split up, there are all sorts of hurts on both sides.
That's what Richard said he meant, the separation and so on.
Well, there you are, then.
But I'm not convinced.
You have really got a bee in your bonnet, haven't you?
Well, it was the way he said it. It was so heartfelt.
That doesn't prove anything. You have to leave this alone, Jenny, for everyone's sake. I know Carol's got a bit of an edge to her, but she's hardly Dr. Crippen, is she?
It could be possible, though. I mean, you must have seen how she is with these herbal remedies. If John was already weak, she could easily have given him something to tip him over the edge.
What? Some untraceable poison known only to an obscure South American tribe?
She does spend time in Argentina.
Jenny, you've been reading too many Miss Barples. I mean, you can't seriously think the doctors wouldn't pick up something like that.
That letter he wrote...
He was a sick man on medication.
I've got to find out what happened. I owe it to John.
Oh, Fallon. Hello.
Hiya. I was passing and I saw your car was here. I've got that occasional table in the flat. Would now be convenient to bring it over?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, Carol.
It can go straight into the sitting room.
Fine.
Fallon, are you feeling all right?
Yeah, fine, really. I've just got a bit of a headache, that's all.
Have you got a few minutes? I could whip you something up.
Yeah. Got nothing much else on.
Oh, it'll put that headache completely to rights.
What do you think?
Oh, yes. It's absolutely perfect. Oh. That's such an awkward corner.
Yeah, it looks all right, doesn't it?
Well done. Hmm. Now, here you are, Fallon, drink this.
Oh, thanks.
You might find the taste a little strange, but I guarantee you'll soon feel better.
What's in it?
Ah, you must allow me my little secrets. It's just herbs, really.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Do I understand you're the star of our Christmas entertainment, Blythe Spirit?
Don't know about star.
Who are you playing?
Elvira.
Well, that's a star part, surely.
Well, at the moment I'm spending as much time looking for furniture and props as actually acting.
How's that going?
All right. I'm still looking for the right sort of gramophone, though. Linda's a stickler for authenticity.
Oh, talking of tracking things down.
Yeah.
Do you know where I might get large sheets of brown paper?
Do you know that old school stationer's in Borchester? Scott's, on Albion Street.
I remember Scott's. I'm amazed it's still going.
Well, it does all sorts. Party supplies out the back and a gent's hairdresser upstairs.
Sounds like my sort of place.
Will you be all right by yourself this afternoon?
Yes, don't worry about me, Susan.
Because Clary's getting ready for this turkey pardon thing.
I know, it'll be okay. It's just the shop order.
I saw Jim and Co earlier, counting the cars on the Borchester bypass.
Yes, must be a tedious job.
I tell you what, Helen, I know you might not feel like it, but why don't you come along tonight?
To the turkey party?
Oh, I know it sounds like a bit of a mad event.
Typical Joe and Eddie.
Yeah, but it would be something to take your mind off your dad.
Yes, I guess so.
And you did say you'd made a small improvement.
Hmm. It'll be nice for Henry.
It would.
He hasn't had a lot of fun recently.
Helen?
Oh, don't come in!
No, I'm not togged up, Anna.
What is it, Johnny?
I was just trying to chuck a bit of dinner together. There's bread in that, but I can't find any cheese.
Oh, that's ironic.
No problem. I'll cut you some from the store.
No offence, but I'm not right keen on the Borchester blue.
I'll do you some sterling gold.
People ain't gonna get it, Eddie.
What else we gonna do?
I say, what a fine looking pair.
Oh, afternoon, Mrs.
Hello, Joe. Or should I say Uncle Sam?
Howdy, ye.
Yes. Is this for tonight's event?
You're still coming.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. That's a very fetching turban, Eddie.
Thanks, Carol.
And I love the waistcoat, although I can't quite see the connection.
I ordered a turkey costume, and this is what they got me.
A different sort of turkey, you see.
Yes, Joe, I'm with you.
Do you reckon people will understand?
Of course they will.
I think it might be more of a distraction than a help.
Yeah, I told you.
Perhaps you should think laterally.
Oh, Helen, you came.
Well, I thought not.
Oh, say hello to Henry, George.
Hiya.
Hello.
Emma's round here somewhere with Kira.
Oh, right. I'll look out for her.
Ladies and gents, I have a bit of order, please?
But why is Eddie dressed like that?
Beats me.
He looks weird.
Kick off our evening, please welcome to the stage our very own Uncle Sam.
Harry, and thank you all for coming. Welcome to the Grand Grundy Turkey Pardon. In about half an hour, I'm going to be a pardoning one of our fine birds. And in the meantime, Clary will give you a glass of our best cider, along with a tasty morsel to eat.
All included in your ticket.
The hose is going to say that. And our mystical fortune-telling turkeys are on hand, just like in Roman times. Give us a wave, Ed. Just over there.
Did they have turkeys in Roman times?
So, if you want to know what the future has in store, roll right out.
One question included in your admission price. Extra questions, £2 each.
Use our participant, you're me.
Yeah, and we're available all evening to take your orders for Christmas birds. Just go to Emma's table in the cider shed. She'll take your order.
That's only in mistletoe.
With that. And remember to come back every Sunday in December.
Before Christmas. Yeah,
obviously before Christmas. For our grand history of the turkey pageant, complete with authentic refreshment.
And seasonable greetings from the lovely Carol Tregoran. She's a mighty fine woman, no mistake. So, any road, without further ado, I declare this here turkey pardon open.
Oh, another polished Grundy performance.
Oh, what is he like?
Oh, it was quite sweet.
Eddie, your costume?
Is it meant to be a turk?
Looks more like...
Yeah, it's a chicken. Long story.
And the answer is... no.
Well, aww. I shall just have to alter my plans then, shan't I?
That you will, Carol Tregoran. Right, who's next for the fortune-telling then?
Me!
Oh, young Henry, is it?
Are you sure, darling?
Yes, I want to go.
All right, then. Is that okay, Joe?
Well, of course it is. Got to be a yes or no question, though. If the mystic turkey eats from this pile, it's a yes. And if he eats from this one, it's a no. Righto then, lad. What's your question?
Will my granddad be home for Christmas?
Did
he ask about his granddad? Well, I ain't sure.
We don't know if he'll be home for Christmas, darling. Are you all right? Yes. It's okay, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, well, here we go then.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
He will.
Well, sweetheart, that would be great, wouldn't it? But you know the doctors are doing their best. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, yeah, it's just a bit of fun, remember?
Oh, there's Emma and Kira. Come on, let's go and say hello. Come on.
Time for Christmas.
That's one happy customer. Who's next?
Fallon is.
Who, me?
Yes. There must be something you want to consult the Oracle about.
Oh, no.
Go on. Obviously, it's nonsense.
Hey, steady on.
You said yourself it's just a bit of fun, Joe.
Yeah, but it's different advice, is it?
Well, it's like tossing a coin. Sometimes it can help clarify how you feel about a situation.
Well, go on then.
Right, we'll use this turkey. You got your question?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, you are then. There. Oh, here you go.
Well, I'm thinking of a particular decision I made. Will I come to regret it?
So will she, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. The answer is yes.
See what I mean?
And so, fair chieftain of the turkey race...
Oh, blimey, it's not Burns, no.
Oh, shit.
I pardon thee.
There we are, then.
What will happen to it now?
Oh, well, we'll take her back into the flock.
But how will you tell which one she is?
Oh, well, you know...
It's just a bit of fun, Georgia. It didn't really mean
you
that,
said,
you know...
She'll be saved.
Not exactly. That's what they do in America, but...
You're not going to kill her.
Oh, Georgie.
Keep your voice down, son. Look, turkeys ain't meant to be pets, see? They're for eating.
No, I won't let you.
Oh, flippin' heck, it's Clint all over again.
And if you won't look after Lucky...
No, don't give it a name.
Then we will, won't we, Mum?
No, George, no, I'm sorry. There's only one way any turkey's coming into our house, and it's not as a pet.
It was actually quite fun, in an odd sort of way.
It sounds weird.
Oh, this is Ambridge, Johnny. You'll get used to it. Right, this should be about 10 minutes now, as soon as the rice is ready.
Ah, great. I'm starving. Thanks for sorting me something out.
That's all right. Although there was one moment. Henry asked a question. Oh, Mum?
No, it's me.
Tom?
Hello?
Oh, Tom! Oh, I can't believe it.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't get here earlier.
No, that doesn't matter. You're here now. Oh.
Can I come in?
Sorry, yes.
Well, let me put this down. Hey, Johnny.
Hello, mate.
Oh, I've been in a cabin in the backwoods. Didn't get the message until I got back to Ontario.
Never mind about that. You're here now.
Tom, your dad. I'm so sorry.
Are you sure you don't want any food?
I'm a bit wired at the moment. Maybe later.
Okay.
Thanks. Johnny's really cut up about it, isn't he?
We all are. It's shattering, Tom. Dad's very ill.
Yeah. How's everyone been coping? How's the farm?
The pigs are pretty much in hand.
Bet Jazza's busy.
Well, with Neil managing them as well.
Managing?
Yeah. Dad took him on as pig manager.
Right.
Not long after you left.
Well, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I'm just glad you kept the pigs on.
We've got Johnny, of course. He's so keen. And Rob's really stepped in.
Fantastic.
Oh, he's been wonderful.
But he can't do two jobs indefinitely. We've got to think long term. It sounds like Dad'll be off work for months. If he recovers at all.
Oh, Tom, please, no. We're trying so hard not to think that way.
I think I'll have, this as well, Jim. Phoebe likes them.
Oh, is she back with you now?
No, not yet. Still at home farm.
Ah.
But soon, I hope.
Yes. Anything else, Roy?
No, that's the lot, thanks.
1372 with the chocolates.
Card okay?
Certainly. I'm sure she'll want to be back home by Christmas.
Well, maybe. Though she'll probably want to be with Hayley and Abby.
Well, that's understandable, I suppose.
So, I've said I'll work Christmas Day. I'm doing quite a lot of hours over the whole period, actually.
That'll make you popular.
At Grey Gables, anyway.
Hello.
Oh, Jennifer, did you get my texts?
Yes.
That's yours, Roy.
Well, I'm sorry, actually. I've been rather busy.
How's Tony?
Much the same.
Oh. So, have you got a moment now?
No, I'm afraid not. I'm just on my way to Mum's.
Well, after that, then? I'm not on till two.
Well, possibly, I suppose. I shall be home by, say, 10:30.
Oh, well, great. I'll see you then. Bye, Jim.
Good day to you.
Oh, dear.
Jennifer, am I right in thinking you won't be at the SAVE meeting tonight?
No, I'm afraid not, Jem. We've got a long-standing invitation.
I can give you a quick preview if you like.
Oh, yes, please.
The results of our little traffic census this week indicate figures for the existing road are around 10,600.
Oh, isn't that...
Exactly. Far from indicating an increase in traffic, that's lower than the figure from 2 years ago.
Oh, well, that's good news.
It is. But, of course, that's only a daytime count. I knew we should have included a 24-hour watch. That's if we are serious about pushing the council to reinvestigate.
Well, I suppose we should.
So, I'm going to ask for volunteers for one day next week, see if anyone's willing.
Good luck.
Should I wake up Mum, do you think?
No. She's obviously exhausted. To crash out in an armchair like that. I'll look in on her again after I've seen Dad.
Okay. So, here he is.
God. Helen.
I know.
I thought I was prepared, but... He looks so... old.
Not like our big, strong dad.
If I talk to him, can he...
Yes, He's sedated because of the ventilator, but they say he can hear us.
Dad? It's me, Tom. I don't know what to say.
Just anything. Tell him what you've been doing in Canada. Just let him know that you're here.
Dad, I came as soon as I heard. I was in a cabin.
Look, I'll just go and check on Mum.
Okay.
I'll leave you two alone for a little while.
So have they taken him off the ventilator yet?
Well, no, not exactly. Not as such, but they're hoping they'll be able to fairly soon.
Well, at least he's improving anyway.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Mum, I've got something for you. It's your birthday, really.
Oh, what is it?
Well, it's a sort of memory book, if you like, to remind you of all your many years.
Oh, that's lovely, dear.
And I thought it would complement the photo book we gave you for your 80th.
Very thoughtful.
Well, won't you get a look at it?
I'll wait until Tony's out of hospital. Then we can both look at it together.
Oh, all right. If that's what you want.
Yes.
When I first went out there, it was all so busy. New job, new people, finding somewhere to live, getting used to a new country. You can imagine. It was like for months, I never stopped. It was so frantic. Didn't have time to think what I'd done. Actually, that's not true. I didn't want to think about it. And as long as I kept busy... But you can't run away forever, can you? And more I realised that's exactly what I'd done. I was running away because I couldn't handle how I'd let everyone down. I couldn't bear the way people were looking at me. The hurt in their eyes. But these last couple of weeks out in the backwoods, it's amazing, Dad. Just you and the snow and trees. That's why I went up there. I had to face up to what I'd done and stop blaming other people. For God's sake, I was even blaming John. But there's no one else to blame. I get that now. Not John. Not you. Certainly not poor Kirsty. Just me. So, I'm sorry, Dad, for how I behaved and for leaving you to pick up the mess and the farm and now this has happened. Please forgive me. I've been acting like a kid. But that's over. I promise you, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make you proud of me again. I just want to be a good son and a good farmer. I just want to be like you.
How did your visit to Peggy go?
Oh, all right, I suppose. Oh, we're trying to keep from her just how poorly Tony is. Oh, it's a bit of a strain, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm really sorry he's in such a bad way.
Well, thank you, Roy. So, anyway, you wanted to talk about Phoebe.
Yeah. I've been trying to keep the channels open. But she's barely talking to me.
Well,
what I was hoping was that you could put in a word for me. Persuade her it's time to come home.
I really don't think I can, Roy.
I reckon she should be with at least one of her parents and with college and that. I mean, she can't be with Hayley and Brum, so it's got to be me.
But if Phoebe doesn't want to talk to you, surely that would make for a terrible atmosphere at home.
Well, yeah, it might be difficult at first, but if we were living back together, then little by little she'd get used to things again. I'm missing her so much.
Roy, I know you love Phoebe and... Oh, I realise how hard this must be for you, but... You know, I really don't think the time's right. I've talked to Kate about this.
Oh, Kate.
And yeah, well, she is Phoebe's mother.
Yeah, I know, but she's not exactly hands-on, is she?
No, but her opinion counts.
Yeah, and she's always got her own agenda.
Her agenda is purely for Phoebe's welfare, actually. And it's quite clear that for now, Phoebe wants to be here at Home Farm. Oh,
but she doesn't really know what she wants.
Oh, well, there I disagree.
Look, she's upset, and I know it's my fault.
She is. But she's a very intelligent girl, and she's thought this through. And from the contact that I've had with Hayley, I think she agrees. If she wanted Phoebe to be living with you at Willow Farm, well, then it might be different.
Oh, she's not going to say that, is she? Look, she's hurting. I'm not going to get any support from Hayley.
Roy, I am sympathetic. Really, I am. And I know how awful it is to be estranged from a child. But you need to be patient. These things take time. Believe me, sometimes a lot of time.
Yeah. All right. But can you make sure she gets this?
Yes, of course I will.
And please... ask her to get in touch with me.
He couldn't say anything, but I know he understood Gran. He squeezed my hand.
Aww.
It was very weak, but I know he meant to do it. I'm sure he knew it was me and what I was saying.
I'm so pleased, Tom. I still can't quite believe you're home.
Nor can I. When he walked in through that door last night, for a moment I thought I was seeing things.
No, it's definitely me.
You're a real ray of sunshine. How long can you stay?
Oh. It's Mum. Sorry, I better just take it up here.
Maybe there's some good news from the hospital.
Hi, Mum.
Seeing you must have been a real tonic for him.
Well, I don't know about that.
It has been for me. Between you and me. Things have been pretty awful since you left.
Well, I'm here to put that right.
I know I'm partly to blame.
No, Gran.
But your father hasn't been a happy man. I don't know what he was trying to prove getting into beef at his age.
Well, he already had the sports car.
And now this tragedy has happened. Bridge Farm must be in a terrible state. You need to take charge, Tom.
I will. That's what I'm here for.
You'll need to put arrangements in place that will last until your father's able to get back to work.
Yes.
And that might take some time to sort out. When do you have to go back to Canada?
Well, I don't.
I'm sorry?
I'm not going back. I should never have gone in the first place.
Oh, Tom.
I belong here, in Ambridge, at Bridge Farm. I'm back for good.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Tom, could I have a quick word?
Sure. Just give us a second, Gran.
Of course.
What is it? What did Mum want?
Dad was, getting distressed on the ventilator.
So?
The doctors have decided he needs a tracheostomy where they cut into his throat and put a...
Oh, it's all right. I understand. It's okay. So, what are the implications?
I don't know. She didn't say. All I know is it's another operation.
Right.
He's been so messed about, Tom. Every time there's a little improvement, it's just snatched away. Where's it going to end?
Season 2 of Homefront, our enthralling drama set in Great War Britain, returns to Radio 4 on the 1st of December. To download podcasts, visit the Radio 4 website.